I mean, see, that's actually another good question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, he was definitely going to have to address their internal issues. So why would the UPN say no? We don't want you to talk about the confusion within happening among yourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about all of that, right?
Kelvin Linger says, "Good morning, Phoenix." Let the people talk. But then we get questions like, who's coming? And then obviously people want to know. Like, we cannot...
Now, here's another thing that also Lucha and I were talking about yesterday afterwards.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? It was not even shared on the Phoenix page that Mr.
Given
Mendo was
coming. So how did they know that this was happening?
It was not shared.
So how did they
know?
Yes,
there was an Artrek mate, but it was shared to Kim and his team. But it wasn't shared officially on
any of our social media platforms.
It wasn't.
Okay.
So they knew that they were coming, and suddenly other people also knew.
That's now just bring up other questions. But you know what? It's 8:01. We need to get into the news. That's a whole different story now.
There's a lot of interesting stories also coming up from our news that one of them also get discussed hopefully tomorrow, especially on the mushrooming of opposition political parties. But that's coming up next. And like Hope the Duchess says, the time right now is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. ZESCO confident but cautious of a projected normal to above normal rainfall, improving power supply. Citizens urged to guard voter registration against foreign participation. Hamas returns 4 more bodies of hostages. To present the news, I'm Lucilelo Gondwe. ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo has expressed cautious optimism that the 2025 to 2026 rainy season will bring improved rainfall in key catchment areas, raising hopes for increased water levels and better power generation. Mr. Longo tells Phoenix News that the latest forecasts point to a positive shift that could ease the current electricity shortages if sufficient rainfall is received in the Kafue and Kariba basins. He explains that despite last year's widespread floods in regions such as Lusaka and Muchinga, those areas lie outside the main catchment zones that feed Zambia's major hydroelectric reservoirs, leaving no significant impact on water levels in the Kafue River and Kariba Dam. Mr. Longo says the Kafue catchment received inadequate rainfall during the last season, leading to reduced inflows and severely limiting generation capacity. Meanwhile, the ZESCO managing director has reiterated that some residential areas are still receiving more than 10 hours of power supply daily despite the ongoing energy constraints.
Whilst we might have had good rains in so many areas, in our reservoir catchment areas, it wasn't much. It shows. I mean, numbers don't lie. Kariba here, it has a lower catchment and a upper catchment, which includes Angola. If this lower catchment behaves, which includes most part of Zimbabwe, if it behaves, then you quickly cover Kariba. Then you'll be waiting for flows from up. So, but the performance of this lower catchment was quite bad. Hence, most of the time we're waiting for water from the upper catchment. So based on the simulations, the Zambezi River Authority gave us 13.5 billion.
The Zambia Institute of Governance and Civil Liberties Advocacy Platform has called on citizens to remain vigilant and ensure that no foreigners from neighboring countries are issued voters' cards during the ongoing registration exercise. The organization's executive director, Francis Chipili, has also urged registration officers to uphold integrity and patriotism by ensuring that only eligible Zambian citizens are registered. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chipili says maintaining the credibility of the voter register is vital in safeguarding national sovereignty and protecting the integrity of the electoral process. He has further called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to urgently resolve reported logistical challenges in some provinces, particularly Eastern and Luapula, where certain centers are yet to receive the required equipment. Mr. Chipili has warned that such delays could disenfranchise eligible voters and urged the commission to intensify public sensitization campaigns to publicize registration procedures and designated centers for the nationwide voter registration process, which began on Monday until November 11, 2025.
Would like to urge registration officers in the district across the country to make sure that they uphold the highest standards of integrity in their works and also be patriotic citizens. Being patriotic means that you defend your motherland from invasion from foreigners. To get where we are as a country, to get independence, this costed a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice by our forefathers and foremothers, and so we cannot take the sovereignty of our nation for granted by giving out the NRCs to foreigners who don't meet the standard requirement to acquire citizenship of Zambia. Citizenship of Zambia must be treated as a sacred privilege. And so it cannot be given so freely and so easily.
Political analyst Dr. Neo Semutani has urged the ruling UPND to adopt a transparent and democratic process in selecting parliamentary candidates for the 2026 general elections to avoid a rise in independent members of parliament. Dr. Semutani explains that the candidates dissatisfied with internal party outcomes often choose to contest as independents. He adds that in many cases, such individuals enjoy greater popularity on the ground than those endorsed by their parties. He has cautioned that overlooking grassroots support in candidate selection can weaken the party's representation in parliament after the elections. Meanwhile, Dr. Simutani has advised President Hakainde Hichilema to consider working with opposition members of parliament if the ruling party loses seats in 2026. He says the constitution permits the appointment of independent and opposition lawmakers to cabinet positions.
The president has left no choice. Should he succeed, he has no choice but to choose what is available. What is available, we have seen this before, that nothing stops the president from appointing independent, from appointing members of another political party to cabinet. It was done during Mwasa's time, it was done during Maxwell's time, it was done during Lungu's time. So nothing stops the president to appoint people from the opposition or from independence if it turns out that the number of parliamentary seats he has are less.
Political analyst Dr. Euston Chiputa has cautioned that the continued formation of new political movements and parties risks further fragmenting the opposition, as most of those joining such groupings are usually defectors from existing ones. His remarks come following the launch of the Movement for National Renewal, MNR, by lawyer John Sangwa, who recently resigned from Simeza Sangwa and Associates to focus on his political career. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chiputa has expressed concern that Zambians are unlikely to rally behind newly formed political entities. He says the public has grown wary of the constant emergence of new parties. He notes that unlike 1991, when the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, gained widespread support as the only viable alternative, today's political landscape is crowded with numerous parties and movements competing for limited